The 106th Psalm, the Bible says in verse number 1, it says, "Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? And who can show forth all His praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me, watch this, with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thee, with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, now watch this, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness, and he saved them from the hand of them that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his words, and they sang his praise. I want to preach tonight, if God will be our help, for just a little while. Lord, help us. On a great salvation. A great salvation. As we look at this tonight and we see David as he's a penning this down and he's a writing in the volume of the book, and he says, "Praise ye the Lord." Now that's a statement we have right there, and I want to say tonight we all ought to be praising the Lord. You say, "Preacher, why should I praise the Lord?" Because we all got something to praise him about. Amen. If you're here tonight, you're able to be here, you have your health to be here, I pray God we ought to be shouting and praising God. There's a lot of people tonight that's a whole lot worse off than you are, that's in a nursing home or in some kind of facility, that's not able to be here tonight, that they're still praising God and giving Him glory. If we're able to go, we're able to come on a Wednesday night down to the Lord's house, we ought to shout and praise and give Him glory. He says, "Praise ye the Lord." I wonder who's going to praise the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord. How about you? Amen. It's time to praise the Lord. Just lift Him up, magnify His name, thank Him for all that He does. Amen. Because He is good. He said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hey, for He is good and His mercy endures forever." We give thanks to Him because His mercy endures forever. Amen. Not for just a little while, but His mercy endures forever. Every day God's merciful to us. I've said many times, if it was up to me, I'm glad I'm not your God, because I'd get frustrated with you and I'd just smack you off into hell and you'd be done with. But I'm glad God's merciful every day. He looks at us and loves us. Praise God in spite of us. I said He loves you in spite of you. Praise God, there to help you. If you'll just reach out your hand to Him. Praise God, you may not be able to get to Him. Praise God, He can reach down further than you reach up. He'll get a hold of you, praise the Lord. He'll pull you up to where He is. And when you get up to where He is, you'll start running well. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. All the things that's hindering you will be out of the way. And God Almighty will put you in a place, glory of God, where He can get praise and honor and all the glory out of your life. Amen. Hey, you say, "Preacher, why?" Because he's worthy of our praise. Amen. He's worthy of our praise. Why? Because of the mighty acts that He's done. The mighty things that He's done. He said, "Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord?" That's question mark. We couldn't sit here tonight, just this little body of believers here tonight, we couldn't sit here and tell all the good things that God's done for in our lifetime. How God's come through, praise God, just when we expected the worst. Just when we knew there wasn't no cure. Just when we knew there wasn't no hope. Praise God, who come through? God come through. Amen. God come through, He's done it before, He'll do it again. Amen. And He'll do it again, and He'll do it again, and He'll do it again, praise God. Till one day, praise the Lord, He'll just reach out and get you. He said, "I'm just tired of this mess. Just scoop you up, pull you up out of here, praise God, and we'll go home to be with Him, and there won't be nothing to bother us no more." Amen. We'll be in the perfect presence, the perfect Savior, in a perfect environment, in a perfect attitude, for a perfect amount of time. Amen. Sounds to me like heaven's going to be perfect. Amen. Hey, God, you say, "How do you know?" Because God in His Word, He don't say anything amiss in heaven. Everything we need is going to be there. You say, "Preacher, what's there, Jesus?" Amen. Amen. Jesus is there. And that praise God, He's all we need. Amen. Who do we need here? We need Jesus. He's all we need. Amen. He makes the difference. He takes our old rotten, stinking life and turns around, makes it something God can use for His glory. If we'll let Him. If we'll let Him. That's why the psalmist said, we can't order the magnificent acts. We can't utter the mighty acts that God has done for us. Amen. Who can show forth all His praise? Amen. Who can show forth the glory of God like it ought to be? Who's ever done? I ain't ever had liberty, praise God, just praise God like I'd like to. You say, preacher, why not? Because my body can't stand it. Amen. My body can't stand it. If I praised Him the way I'd like to, praise God. It tickles me. Ashley sits back there. I'll never forget when she first come here. Her and Matt was there, and she said, first 3 or 4 weeks for a month, she said, the first month or so I come, she said, the only reason I come after the first time was to see if your head was going to explode. Amen. She said, I thought you was going to blow something. Said, I wanted to see what would happen. Amen. Because God is so good. And you get excited, you get beside yourself, praise God. And you can't help it, and you don't care. Because God is good to us, young'uns. He's helped us, He's been there for us, He's ministered to us. Glory to His name. That's why the psalmist would say, remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. So there it is. There's the secret to the whole thing. He said, Lord, listen, we want to praise You. We want to give You glory. We want to recognize You. We know who You are. We know what You've got able to do. We know what You have done. And Lord, we just want to praise You. And the only way we'll do that right is when You save us. Amen. Salvation should bring perfect praise. Salvation should bring perfect praise to a perfect Savior who's prepared a perfect place for us in a perfect heaven. Amen. I've been thinking about that today. I think heaven's going to be all right. Brother Bill, I just believe it's going to be okay. Amen. Praise God. Contrary to what the world thinks, contrary to what the devil try to tell us, heaven's going to be all right. God be the glory. Amen. He said that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. So he says, listen, said, I need salvation so I can partake with those that saved in the good things that God has, to the inheritance that God... Do you know God's got an inheritance for us tonight? Do you know you're a partaker in an inheritance with the Lord? Amen? We're heirs and joint heirs with Him. If you've been saved tonight by the marvelous grace of God, you're an heir and a joint heir with Christ in heaven. Now, I didn't say you was going to be. Listen to me. I said you are an heir and a joint heir with Christ in heaven. Amen. If you've been born again. Now, there is such thing as a profession without a possession. Amen. A profession is something that we just do. And a lot of times we do that, and we do it a lot of times at these little things in different places, and these little kids come forward, and we tell them they're saved. I won't just inform you of something. You have no right to tell them they're saved. You don't know if they're saved. Salvation is between an individual and their God. And the individual and their God is the only one to know, that knows whether or not they're saved. Amen. Salvation is of the Lord. It isn't of Pastor Jeff. Well, I wish I would, but if I could, if I had a magic wand, I'd go through and tap everybody. I'd be smacking in the head with it, and every one of you would be saved. Amen? But I don't have that. But it's an individual choice. That's why David would say here, he said that I may see the good of thy chosen. The ones that God's chose, the ones that's impressed upon their heart, praise God, they need the Lord. And they say, Lord Jesus, here I am. And we accept now through faith the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, His resurrection, and we move up in the newness of life. Praise God. Sounds like a great salvation to me. Because it's of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's of the Lord. But notice what he says. He says, we have sinned with our fathers. And committed iniquity, that's sin. We have done wickedly. You know what sin is? It's wickedness. It's doing those things that's contrary to God. It's unrighteousness. Unrighteousness is that's not right in the eyes of God. Righteousness is that is right in the eyes of God. You say, preacher, how do we know the difference? Volume book, it's written. God tells us, and I won't say this tonight, just let me stop here and say, God hasn't changed His mind about any of this. Amen? When my Brother Jeff, when my granddaddy preached us on King James Bible at the old Oak Grove Church, when I was a little 6, 7, 8-year-old boy, praise God, it's the same word of God that he preached to me that I'm trying to preach tonight, that you're able to hear, that you're able, praise God, to hold in your hand as the Word of God. The infallible Word of God. The one that makes a difference, praise the Lord. Amen. And God hasn't changed His mind about it. It's still the same. The Bible said it's the same yesterday, today, and after a while.
Forever.
Amen. Forever. That's after a while. A long while. Amen. Yesterday and forever. God's Word doesn't change. So what's sin? Sin then is sin now. And He said, we've sinned and committed iniquity. He said, we might as well just break it down and say, we've been a bunch of wicked people. Amen. You know how you get help from God? Hello? It's a big, complicated procedure to get help from God. The complicated procedure goes like this. Lord, forgive me, I'm a sinner. And mean it in your heart. Amen. You say, wow, that wasn't too hard. No, it ain't hard. The Bible says so easy a child can do it. But that's what David is, a child of God. He said, I want to be as those that you've chosen, praise God. I don't want to be in that way. Hey, we've done wicked, we've done iniquity, we've done sin. Thank God, we need some help. He said, we need a great salvation. Amen. We need it. You say, well, preacher, why they need it? And I want you to notice right here why they need it. There's three things right here, verse number 7, why they needed a salvation. He said, our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. Amen. He said, there was ignorance of the works of God. There was ignorance of the wonders of God. Hey, it didn't take but a day or two, and they said, well, I don't know who did that. Amen. I tell you, I know who touched Scott. Amen. It's been a while now, praise God. I still know who done it. It was God. Amen. Till my dying breath, somebody said, I wonder what happened to that young man. I'm going to say, praise God, it was God. God did that. But he said, what happened in their ignorance? They forgot who did the work. They forgot who brought them. Listen, I want to say, young, we got to be careful we don't forget who brought us out.
Amen.
Amen. When we were lost and undone, we were in sin, we were just as wicked as David said they were. And God come to where we was at, Brother Robert, and he reached down, God, oh, sorry, said, pulled us up, praise God, to where he was, and said, son, it's all right, I'll help you if you'll let me. I said, oh, God, please forgive me, a sinner. He let me up, let me up in his arms, squeezed the juice out of me, glory, hallelujah, squeezed the sin out of me, glory, hallelujah, till it was all gone.
Amen.
Amen. You know, how do you know that? Because when I got done with him, I felt like I was wrung out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Felt like I'd been through mama's old wringer washer. Amen. Now, most of you folks back here don't know what that is. Amen. We had an old wringer washer. Mama had an old wringer washer on the back porch. Amen. And it had a cord run in through the window into the house. And we hadn't had electricity a real long time, I don't believe. Had an old wood stove that we cooked and heated with. And the wood stove had, for some reason, I don't know why they did it, but it was plumbed down the other side of the road. You had to tow more than a mile. Seemed like, because I was little, it wasn't about 100 yards, but it seemed like it had a lot further than that. But she had an old wringer washer out there on that back porch, and she'd put them clothes in there, and that thing would go to wash it. And when she got them all washed, she'd drain that out and run it through a rinse cycle. Take the water out, put the water in. Take the water out, put the water in. And then you'd take those clothes and you'd pull them up out there, shake them out one at a time. And on the back of that old wringer washer, they was two big old rollers. Well, they wasn't real big. Couple 3 inches maybe, and they'd take those clothes and they'd get that thing and had an electric motor on it, they'd take them thing and you stick them through there and it'd pull them through there and it would wring them out. They'd come out the other side. Boy, you had to be careful because it got your fingers. It'd wring them out too. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. But when them clothes come out the other side of that, they was squashed flat. They was finished. They was no, it squished the dew, the moisture out of them so mama could take them and hang them on the line. God Almighty reached down and got me one Wednesday night, 1976. Glory, hallelujah. And he squeezed the sin out of me. I praise his holy name. Squeezed me, praise God, till it was gone. Amen. But every now and then, listen to me. Every now and then, he still has to get a hold of me. Amen. You know why? You know why? Because in my old rebellious self, in my old stinking mind, I sometimes forget where God brought me from. I forget the one, praise God, that saved me by his marvelous grace. I forget about the one that brought me out, praise God. And I forget that he's the one that keep me if I let him. Amen. God help me. Praise God. But they was ignorant of the works of God. They forgot. Their fathers understood not the wonders of Egypt. They forgot about what God done down there in Egypt. The marvelous wonders, the miracles that God had performed to be able to bring them out. Amen. I want to tell you, it took a miracle tonight. Listen to me, church. It took a miracle tonight for God to save you. Amen. If you're saved by the marvelous grace of God, you're sitting here tonight as a miracle of God. Glory, hallelujah. Boy, we ought to be a shouting. Amen. Hey, go ahead, cut loose. That'd be all right. Say, glory, hallelujah, I'm saved. Glory, praise his holy name. Saved, I'm saved. Glory, hallelujah, I'm saved. Amen, by the marvelous grace of God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Not only did they, in their ignorance, they forgot the works of God, but in their forgetfulness, they forgot about God's mercies. Amen. Look what he says. He said, they remember not the multitude of thy mercies. Oh, we're so forgetful sometimes. If we ain't very careful, in just a day or two or a moment or an hour, we'll forget about how merciful God is. We sin and we try to transgress and we go against God. Hello? But God's many mercy, praise God, his mercy endureth forever. And he just extends that mercy, and encourages us back and pulls us back. It calls us back. And praise God, when we get enough sins to come to ourselves, till we pull out of our fog of forgetfulness, and we remember the mercies of God. We remember where he brought us from. Amen. We remember what he done for us. We remember the times those little old young'uns were sick. When our hearts was broken, we didn't know what to do. The doctor's office was closed. He didn't have the money to go to the hospital. Knew you wouldn't be able to afford the bill, so we fell on our face and we said, oh God, I need your help. That fever spiked up 103, 104. Amen. Go in there and you check it again just one more time. Said, oh God, please help. And you go in there, Brother Bill, and that thing done dropped to 101. Amen, glory, hallelujah, and amen. But say, hey, how long does it take us to forget that? That was God done that. Amen. Amen. No other power in this God of heaven that can do what God did. But in their ignorance, they forgot the work. In their hearts, they forgot the forgiveness of his mercies. But then in their rebellion, amen, they rebelled even against the will of God. Against the will of God. First, he said, to provoke him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Amen. God said, hey, listen, so I want you to come out of Egypt. So I'm going to take you into a promised land. Glory, hallelujah. Moses is going to lead you. Moses said, listen, youngins, I will tell you, this is the plan. This is the plan of God. Moses didn't say, hey, listen, youngins, I'm going to take you. He said, listen, let me tell you what God's plan is. God's plan is to take you, I pray God, get you out of here, deliver you out of Egypt, the world, and take you into a promised land. Glory, hallelujah. But they got tired of the shores of the Red Sea. And they began to murmur and complain. They said, what are we going to do now? This Moses, amen, he should have just stayed back there in Egypt. We'd have been better off. But Moses, he stopped there and God Almighty spoke through him. And he said, Moses, he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. One of these days, praise God, Lord, just stop. Stand still a minute and just see what mighty work God's done. Amen. Praise his holy name. Somebody save somebody like us. Marvelous grace of God. What a work of God. Amen. But praise God, they was rebellious. even to the will of God. How many times are we, amen, rebellious to the will of God? How many times do we are we ignorant of His mighty works? Are we forgetful of what He's of His mercy that is extended? How many times are we rebellious about the hand of God that's compelling us to go yonder, do just a little bit of something for Him? Amen. Praise His holy name. What's needed was a great salvation. The psalmist said, the nature of that salvation. There's seven things here God gives us, amen, in the nature of His salvation. Look at it with me right quickly. I'll go through them right quick and we'll go to the house. Seven things in the nature of it. The great salvation. There was in it. Number one was His grace. Look at verse number 8. He said, nevertheless, He saved them. Amen. Praise His holy name. Praise God. It was God's grace that He saved them. How did He save them? Let's say this number one. He says, for His name's sake. Why does God save anybody? He does it for His name's sake. He does it for His glory. He does it, praise God, because He's God and we're not. And He comes down to us. And when we realize that in our heart, Brother Josh, that we're not God and we're not gods, but we're just people standing in need of help. And God Almighty extends that help to us. And we reach up with our hand like a little child. And we take a hold of that hand of God. And He pulls us up, praise God. What a blessing it is just to know Him. He does it for His mighty grace, through His mighty grace and through His power. He comes to where we are. He lifts us out, praise God. He does it, praise God, for His name's sake. Amen. Because He's God. That He might get the glory. Because it's for His name's sake. Bless His holy name. Amen. Why'd God do it? Because God's got a purpose. Amen. In every plan, you've got to have a purpose, have a plan. And every plan has a purpose, right? Amen. Amen. Every plan has a purpose, and every purpose has a plan. So God has a purpose, God has a plan, you're part of it. Glory, hallelujah. That's enough to make Kobab to shout. Amen. God counted you worthy to participate in His plan, to be a part of His purpose. Praise His name. Amen. Praise God. He does it for His sake, for His glory. He does it for His name, praise God. For His name's sake, He lifts us up that He might. Now watch this. That He might. Who? God. Might what? Might whatever God wants. Amen. Amen. When it says that, when the Bible says that He might, and He's talking about God, you say, well, preacher, He might what? Whatever God wants. Amen. 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 That He might. What? He might have what? Well, He might do whatever He wants because He's God. Amen. Praise God. The purpose, praise God, is God Almighty comes to where we are with a purpose that He might what? Do what He wants to in your life. That He might help you, praise God, love you, touch you, lead you, guide you, show you, praise God, the mighty power of God. Amen. Praise His holy name. I tell you, I don't know about you. I got over there this morning. I about had me a spell. I got to make God. I'll just be honest. I forgot all about you-uns. Amen. I forgot all about you, and I just had me a spell with the Lord. And He just got to running this through me, running this by me. Boy, I just had me a time. And I got to think, boy, what a great salvation. I said, that'd be a good title for a message. Amen. You know, Brother R.A. White told me one time, dear man of God, I know some of you remember him. And he said, son, when you study, sometimes you got to study for yourself. Because if you're running trying to find a message to preach to your sheep, he said, if you ain't careful, you'll starve yourself to death. That's good advice. Amen. And sometimes I get out there and I just get to looking, praise God, and I realize it ain't for you, it's for me. But then sometimes I realize it's for me, praise God, boy, it'll be good for you too. Amen. God begins to show us and He begins to help us. Boy, you just get excited about it. You begin to realize there's so much and just so little right here. God Almighty begins to be His grace. Amen. There He is, His grace. There's His purpose. But then we see His power. Amen. Verse number 8, He says this. He said that He might make His mighty power to be known. I tell you, God's going to get glory. God's going to be recognized whether people want to recognize Him or not. God, Bible says God is going to make His power is going to be recognized. His power is going to be magnified. His power is going to be displayed. He said that He might make His mighty power to be known. How did He rebuke the Red Sea? Amen. Praise the Lord. And it was dried up. So we see the power, we see the grace, we see the purpose, but then we see the power. Amen. God, when God ministers His grace, He does it on purpose so that we can see His power. Amen. The power of an almighty God. Don't ever forget, don't ever relinquish, don't ever take for granted the power of God. Amen. God has all power. All power in heaven and on earth. Hello? What is it? What is it that God can't do? Nothing. There's nothing God can't do. There's nothing impossible with Him. The Bible says so. There's nothing impossible with God. Because He has all the power. He has the power to rebuke the Red Sea. And it dries up, and they go across on dry land. The Bible says they went across dry shod. That means their sandals didn't even get wet. Amen. Now, some of these lunatics say, well, preacher, you know, the reason God was able to do that in the night because they just went across a little old swampy section and, lily pads or some moss or something there and they hopped from one to another and they got across over to the other side without getting wet. That's an amazing thing because my God, the very next morning when Pharaoh's army come a-pressing in on them, when they come that little swampy place, glory, hallelujah, the Bible said they run into that swampy place and everyone of them and their chariots were drowned. Amen. What a God! What a God could drown a whole army of Pharaoh in a little old swampy place. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I won't tell you, they was a sea that rolled back and the waters congealed and the children went across and the power of God was magnified. I said the power of God was magnified and we should still see it today. Amen. The great salvation of the Lord. Amen. So we see the power of God in dividing the Red Sea. And then we see the guidance. Amen. The Bible said that when He got there, said, so He led them through the depths and through the wilderness. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He said, He led them. Amen. He led them. Who? God. It wasn't Moses. Amen. It was God. God led them, praise God. He led them through the depths. He said, don't matter how deep it gets, don't matter how hard the swimming, how wide the waves, praise God. He said, God will lead you through it. He said, don't matter how barren the wilderness, glory, hallelujah, somebody jump up and shout. He said, God will get you through it. It doesn't matter how the famine runs. It don't matter what happens, praise God. God leads you through it. I believe we better start listening to God. Amen. We better start listening to God because God's speaking to us, been speaking to us for a while, and people just ain't listening. Amen. Great salvation. The nature of it, praise God. The grace, the purpose, the power, the guidance. But then there's that protection that God gives us. Amen. Praise the Lord. The protection that He gives us. 1 Timothy 10, He said, He saved them from the hand of him that hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. Glory, hallelujah. He said He saved them from the ones that hated them. Amen. Let me ask you one question. I know you got one answer left because it's still early. Who hates you more than anybody? The devil. The devil hates our guts. He hates you for being here tonight. He probably tried to stop you from coming. He probably gave you 50 excuses not to come. He said, you'll get up there and they'll sing and you'll get all fuzzy feeling and then that preacher will get up and he'll go to preaching and spitting and slobbering and you don't need to hear all that. Yeah, he don't want you to hear all that. He'd rather you just stay as you are. You know how you know when you're on the devil's side? He don't ever bother you. Amen. Amen. That's how you know you're on his side if he don't ever bother you. If he gives you a fit, praise God, you'll just throw up your hands and say, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I whoopee one more time for me. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He protects. He said he saved them from their enemies. He'll save you from the devil. He'll save you from yourself. Glory, hallelujah. The waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. He said he took all enemies. He'll take your enemies out of the way. Our enemies is the devil. Our enemies are flesh. Our enemies is sin. Our enemies is sickness and death and dying and heartache. And all those things are enemies. And God Almighty said, if you'll stay with me, he said, glory, hallelujah, I'll take your enemies out of your way. Amen. We got to sound like we got a promise. We got a protection. Amen. In faith, but we do it, he said, we do it in faith. So great is salvation. There's grace, there's purpose, there's power, there's guidance, there's protection, and there's faith. The Bible says in verse number 12, he said, then believed they his words. Amen. Where does faith come from? Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. I want to ask you a question tonight. Do you have faith? Have you ever heard the word of God? Do you like the word of God? Do you hear the word of God? Do you listen to the word of God? Do you receive the word of God? Amen. You got faith. Amen. That's how you have faith. You believe God. God said it. Praise God. I believe it. Whether I believe it or not, God still said it, so it's true. Amen. It can't get no simpler than that. Glory, hallelujah. A great salvation of the Lord, praise God, comes through faith. When we believe His words, the words He said, what He tells us, praise God. So we have grace, purpose, power, guidance, protection, and faith. So what comes after all that? What comes after you get the faith? You get the praise. Amen? You get to praise God because of His magnificence. The Bible says they sang His praise. In other words, they lifted up voices of praise to God. Amen. Verse number 12. They sang His praise. Glory, hallelujah. A great salvation should bring faith, and it should bring praise. We ought to be able to come in here, every one of us, pray. Listen, we are all born again. All us that's born again believers, we're all of one family. We're all God's. Amen. We're all the same people. We're all going to the same place. Amen. One of these days, we're going to praise God in heaven, whether you want to or not. If you make it there, you're going to want to. And we ought to go ahead and get a good case of the want-tos right now, Brother Robert, because glory, hallelujah, He's coming, we're going, and we're going to be there. We're going to praise Him throughout eternity, world without end, praise God. So we'll just go ahead and start practicing. Tell you what I want you to do. I want you to, so great a salvation, God, I want to starting this coming Sunday morning. I want you to come in door, but I want you to pray before you ever get here. Say, Lord, help me go to church and just praise You and worship You this morning. In spirit and truth. Amen. Because I know You saved me. I know You love me. And I need Your help all the days of my life. So the psalmist tells us seven things. There's three things that could defeat us. Amen. That caused us problems and rebellion. He says seven things that helped us to realize the nature and the need for salvation. But we got to be very careful, praise God, that we don't slip away. Amen. You can ease away from God. Amen. God will ease away from you. Amen. He goes on and says this in 13 through 14. Listen to this, and I'm done. He said they've realized they're praising God, they're worshiping God, they're listening to God. Then all of a sudden something changes. How many times in our life have we been rocking along pretty good? I can't name on both my hands how many people in the last year and a half whose marriage has been going good, family's been going good, things have been going good. They turned their back, they walked away from God, went back out in the world, and everything's exploded. Amen. Amen. It's happened. I've seen it. I went to them. I've talked to them. I've tried to conference with them. I've tried to beg them back in, but they won't come. But it said they soon forgot His works. They waited not for His counsel. See what happens? We forget His work. We forget what God done for us, and then we don't wait to hear from God no more. Then we start running on self, and boy, you talk about messing up then. You know who gets us in trouble more than anybody else? Self. Amen. But he said, they soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. Does that sound familiar? Amen. They lusted in the wilderness. They should have went to chasing after the things of the world. Amen. Lusted after them in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. In dark places. And when you get out in the desert, pray God, you'd think that. Say, Lord, I need some help. It's kind of hot and dry out here. Amen. But they didn't. But then he says this. And said he gave them their request. But now listen what happens. This is why we ought to really rely on a great salvation from the Lord. Verse 15, that last part of that verse, he said, but sent leanness into their souls. Amen. He said there's a coldness and an emptiness that comes into the soul when we get away from God, when we forget God, when we turn our back on God, when we walk away from God. When we forget the great salvation that God has offered us, the great deliverance that He's promised us, young as we just got to stay with Him. They ain't nowhere to quit. They ain't nowhere to back up. We just got to stay with God and we got to press on no matter how difficult the world and the devil and the demons of hell and your old flesh tries to make it. Amen. It's time just to bear down and just stay with God. Because I don't want to see any of us with a leanness of our soul. Amen. That soul is the very fiber and being who we are. Amen. And God says that. God said that when we turn away from Him, when we forget what He's done for us. You say, why could God put a leanness in the soul? So you'd realize, praise God, where you're at and where you ought to be. So He could bring you back, get you where you needed to be. But I'll just tell you, from experience, it's a whole lot better just stay close to Him. Amen. And you don't have that leanness. Amen. That emptiness in you. Praise God. A great salvation. The need of it. Praise God. It comes from God Almighty. The nature is grace. The purpose, His power, His guidance, His protection, His faith, and His praise. Well, I tell you, you just get the praise in Him. When the devil comes along, your flesh rises up. Amen. Just stop what you're doing. Just pray. Just say, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And I tell you what, that old junk goes. It can't hang around. When the marvelous mind of Lord Jesus Christ, when it illuminates, praise God, your soul. The Bible says when that light comes on, all darkness has to flee. Amen. That old darkness will leave you alone if we'll just trust in the Lord. David said, hey, praise God. He said some of those folks turned their back on God. They didn't remember. Praise God, they forgot. He said they were rebellious. But boy, I thank God for His grace. Thank God for His purpose. Thank God for His plan in our lives. Well, He ministered to us. The power and the guidance and leadership that God shows when we trust in His name. Amen. Through faith unto praise. Lifting up the name of Jesus, saying, thank you, Lord, for being my God. What a Savior. What a great salvation. You know what we're going to do? You're going to go tomorrow and just go, everybody you see, everybody, every time. See, let me just tell you about a great salvation. Amen. And just stop right there and see what they say. And I guarantee, they'll say, well, what about it? Everybody wants to know. I'm serious. People want to know about a great salvation. What can save us? They'll think, well, let me just tell you, Donald Trump's coming back. Amen. They're listening. They're expecting. They're wanting something. But it ain't Donald Trump that's coming back. It's Jesus Christ that's coming. Praise God for those that are trusting Him. What a great promise we have. What a great salvation.